Kia ora, coven. Welcome to the season finale of Burn the Patriarchy podcast. I am so grateful to every single person this year who has taken time out of their day to listen to my podcast. It really means a lot to me. A year ago, I started this podcast, and when I did start Vixen Temple Presents Burn the Patriarchy, I really had the intention of posting an episode every month. However, during this year, I have really seriously started to look into the very high possibility that I have ADHD. I discovered this year that I am not neurotypical. I am absolutely on the neurodiverse spectrum. I haven't figured out entirely what yet. I am on the waiting list to receive a official formal ADHD diagnosis because I am 99% certain that I have very high functioning ADHD. It has impacted all areas of my life from childhood, and I am only now, as a 25-year-old, figuring that out. So that's been quite confronting, and I've been processing that this year. I may talk about it more in a future podcast or blog, but just for now, I just wanted to come onto the show, acknowledge that this podcast isn't what I initially planned on it to be like, but I'm still very proud of myself. Just because I didn't post every month doesn't mean that the episodes that I did post weren't valid. I really want to do quality over quantity. So I do a lot of research into my podcast episodes. I do it completely on my own as well. I do have a friend that helps me edit my podcasts, but besides that, the research and the script writing and the recording is all done by moi. In saying that though, this episode here is completely unscripted. I, at the time of recording this, am in Otipoti. I have returned home for the year, and I am going to post this a few days before New Year's. So happy New Year if you're currently listening to this, at the time of it being posted. I basically just wanted to come on here and to quickly talk about the year 2021 in regards to some sex worker moments, some highlights that happened to us this year, and, well, they're not really highlights, they're very low, awful things, because that's the reality of being a sex worker in this current political, social climate. It's just not fun, is it? So before I go into that, I just wanted to quickly give a content warning that some of the things we're talking about aren't very nice. I'm talking about violence against sex workers here because that's the reality of the world we live in. A week ago it was International End Violence Against Sex Workers Day. I did post my victim impact statement that I read out loud to Kyron Marks at the sentencing trial almost a year ago, on the 23rd of December. That's how I was spending my Christmas Eve Eve. Not that I really care about Christmas. I'm a witch, so I celebrate summer solstice here in Aotearoa, but you know, it still wasn't very nice. So I'm going to post that link to my victim impact statement in my show notes if you would like to go check that out. But let's talk about some key moments that happened for sex workers this year. The first that I really want to acknowledge is in March 16th, there was a shooting spree that happened at the Spa Atlanta. At a massage spa in Atlanta. I'm nervous. I've just had a coffee and this is a really horrible thing that happened. A coward entered a massage parlor and took innocent lives out of his misogynistic, racist, bigotry way of thinking. And it's disgusting that this man was given so much, oh, he's just mentally unwell, oh, women have rejected him his whole life, boo-hoo. So he was allowed to just go take innocent lives. This was a horrible shooting, and this inspired the Stop Asian Hate protests, which I attended one in Tamaki Makaurau, and I remember there was a speaker there who spoke about migrant workers here in Aotearoa and how we need to decriminalize migrant sex work. And I'll admit, I had always known that migrant sex work was illegal in Aotearoa. I knew that we needed to decriminalise it. I had had friends that were here on working visas who were being very hush-hush about their sex work because it was obviously not allowed on their visa. But it wasn't until I heard that speech that it really lit a fire in me to realize that I really need to look out for my migrant sex work community. As a citizen here in Aotearoa, very privileged to be able to operate in a country where it's decriminalized for people like me. I am very grateful, but it's not fair that I have friends in this community who could be deported if they were caught, or they could be deported if someone assaulted them or if someone hurt them and they went to the police. They risk being deported, they risk being fined, and that's terrifying. And I'm very sorry that it took a speech for me to realize how much I need to advocate for migrant workers. But that's why I went on to make the podcast episode with Anita Lockie, which I highly recommend you go back and listen to if you haven't already. It was a fantastic episode. We talked about migrant workers. I also touched on it with my episode with Dame Catherine Healy. And I just want to quickly touch on that again. I'm so grateful for the podcast guests that I've had this year. I've been able to speak with some really amazing voices, and it means a lot to me that people would want to come on to my podcast and share their voice and share their work. It means a lot, and I'm just very grateful for all of the guests that we've had on this year here at Vixen Temple Presents Burn the Patriarchy. So after that awful shooting happened that inspired the Stop Asian Hate protests, halfway through the year, I think it was around August, OnlyFans announced that they were banning porn. Yep, that was this year. Remember that? It feels like a lifetime ago now. That was this year. OnlyFans came out and said, hey, no more porn. Now, the reason for that being, Visa and MasterCard companies, right, because of the implications of laws like Foster and Sester, which holds websites responsible for sex trafficking, which is actually just consensual sex work, but because of the rules of Foster and Sester, regardless of whether it's consenting legal adults or not, any form of sex work is inherently viewed as sex trafficking. Companies such as Visa and MasterCard do not want to be held responsible for that. So instead of taking the risk, they just ban all forms of sex work. And that's really scary for us, living in a time where many of us have had to move to the internet just to create a means of living. We live in a very digitalized era, especially because of COVID. So it's very scary when these companies are essentially denying us a whole revenue of income. And so because of that, OnlyFans had to announce that they were going to block porn. We all kicked up a stink about it. They reversed the ban, but I still went, fuck OnlyFans, I'm taking my shit to Fansly. Personally, I'm having a great time on Fansly, but I would be very curious to hear, if you are a sex worker, which platforms do you use? Which platforms do you like? Are you still on OnlyFans? How are you finding it? Have you switched off OnlyFans? And if so, what are you using? And would you recommend it? Please feel free to flick me an email, vixentemple666@gmail.com. I'd really love to hear from you all. Now, of course, I wouldn't be able to talk about the year 2021 without acknowledging that I lost my whole Instagram. I was the victim of online misogynistic, sexist, anti-sex work censorship. And it really sucked, and I've talked about it plenty, but I just want to reiterate how pissed off I still am. Grateful though, because despite Instagram trying to silence me, I have been invited onto so many amazing podcasts, and I will post a link in the show notes of all the shows that I've been interviewed on this year, because I'd really appreciate if you'd go check them out. I've been featured on some amazing podcasts from some amazing content creators who are, many of them are also sex workers themselves, and it is just so cool that we're able to uplift each other. My community saw that I was struggling to get my voice out after being censored, and they reached out to me and gave me their platform to speak on, and that means a lot. That really means a lot. I'm really grateful. This has been a very intense year for me, just personally for a second. As I mentioned, I'm trying to figure out my brain. I've done a lot of shadow work this year. I feel like I really hermited this year and really processed a lot of trauma and is unpacking a lot of societal conditioning. I'm really trying to confront my white feminism and unpack that. I'm really trying to just do my best as a person to constantly evolve and to learn and to continue to be, I guess, work towards what I think is the greater good. And I am very grateful that I have everyone here supporting me on my growth, on my journey. I'm a 25-year-old woman here in Aotearoa, just trying to figure myself out and who I am or who I want to be. And it's really cool that you all get to come along this journey with me. And I just wanted to come on and quickly acknowledge how grateful I am for all of my listeners, for all of my supporters, for anyone that's ever donated to the show this year. I cannot thank you enough. All the money goes towards keeping my podcast afloat. I spend money out of my own pocket to keep this podcast on the internet. So when you donate towards me, it really helps. But you don't have to donate to be a good supporter. You just have to listen. And I really appreciate you listening to my voice because I've been silenced a lot in my life. So whenever I get a message from someone saying that my voice, my words resonated with them and helped them in a way, that's so cool. That's so cool. I cannot thank you enough. Tēnā koe. That is so, so cool. So yeah, that's it from me. I didn't want to make this super long because I have to edit it on my own. I apologize for the quality. I don't have my mic. I'm at my mother's house, so I'm just in a room where the sound isn't very good. But we will return to good quality next year, I hope. I'll hopefully have it improve over time as well as the show. Hopefully, you know, makes more money. Not for my sake, but so I can pour it back into the show. And yeah, for the new year, I will continue posting episodes when my mind and my executive dysfunction lets me. And I'm grateful that you've all stuck around and that you've been so patient with me because I know I'm very inconsistent with my posting, but do know that's because a lot of research goes into it. I try to look at things from multiple perspectives. I'm a Gemini rising. I really take pride in the time and the energy I put into my researching because I like to look at things from multiple perspectives. So again, thank you so much for joining me. I'm really looking forward to next year posting more episodes. I think my goal for next year is I really want to tackle SWRFs and second wave feminism. So expect a lot of episodes of me unpacking SWRFs and how we can combat SWRF mentality because it's really taking over and I'm really scared. I'm really scared about that. But with that, let's end on a positive note. One thing that I am very grateful for this year is that I adopted a cat, my baby Oberon. What's something that you have done this year that you're proud of, or something that's made you happy, or something that's made you grateful? Feel free to email me. I'd love to hear it. And thank you so much for joining me here at Vixen Temple Podcast. I look forward to hearing from you all in the new year. I look forward to seeing you all in the new year. Aroha nui, kia kaha, pay for porn, eat the rich, burn the patriarchy. I'll see you all in the new year. Much love.